This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Abba, welcome everyone. Welcome to today's Tefillah Shir. The Tefillah series is sponsored by our good friends in Los Angeles, Rabbi Tzala Rose, Lili Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, and his neshama, Shehaven Aliyah, be a male Tzvi for his whole family. Now, Baruch Hashem, the new book has been released, The Darkness and the Dawn. It is now available from Art Scroll for our listeners with free shipping. Here's the promo code, Rabbi DG, capital letters. Rabbi DG, you put it in, you get free shipping anywhere in the United States. Bezus Hashem, Matzoi Shabbos, at 10:30 there'll be a special shir about Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, streaming live on Torah Anytime. And you could get it on Torah Anytime or on our site, rabbidg.com. Okay, we are now continuing on in our series on Tefillah, namely Hoidu. We're in Hoidu. And we are up to what is called the sixth Gidol, the sixth braiding. We mentioned that Psukah D'Zimra consists of five parts: Negadelcha, Neshabechacha, Nefarecha, Namlechacha, V'Nazker Shimcha. Corresponding to the five times in Shemoneh Esrei, in Baruch Sha'amar, that it says a lashon of Shevach. Gidol does not mean to magnify. Gidol means to braid, as in Miriam Megadel Seyar. Braiding means to take psukim that have a similar theme from different places of Tanakh and to weave them together. So the first segment of Hoidu was the shir that David HaMelech commissioned to be sung by the Tamid Shel Shachar. That goes from Hoidu Hashem Kiru V'Shmo Yodiv HaMel Eloisav until Al Tigul B'Meshichoy Uvinviyay Al Tareyo. The next part of Hoidu starts Shiru Hashem Kol Ha'aretz, and that ends V'Yomru Chol Ha'am Amen V'Halal Hashem. That was the shira of the Tamid Shel Ben Harabayim. Then begins the segment of Shizor, of Gidol, of braiding. The first Gidol was the Gidol of Rachamim. The second Gidol was the Gidol of Oiz, strength. The third Gidol was the Gidol of Nekama. Kel Nekama Hashem, Kel Nekama Sofia. The fourth Gidol was the Gidol of Tzavakos. I skipped the first Gidol. The first Gidol was Roimimu. So you have Roimimu, you have Rachamim, you have Oiz, you have Nekama, you have Tzavakos. And today we're going to learn about the Gidol of Salvation. Says Reb Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, we have two psukim of Yeshua. Hashem Hoshia, God save, HaMelech Ya'aninu B'Yom Kareinu, and Hoshia Es HaMelecha Uvarech Es Nachlasecha. Says Reb Shimon Schwab, Yeshua Hi B'Makoim She'efes Tikva, V'Ha'odam Roya Es Atzmoy, Ba'ein oinim uvelish shom etza upisaim ba Yeshua me'es Hashem. Yeshua is in the place of where there's no hope. You know what a Yeshua is? Yeshua is a salvation when it seems like it's hopeless. You have a situation, a health situation, a family situation. It seems like it's hopeless. And a person sees himself without any etza. Upisaim ba Yeshua me'es Hashem, and the salvation comes immediately. Like Kriyas Yamsuf. They had the sea in front of them. They had the Mitzrayim behind them. They had the Midbar locking them in on all sides. They didn't know what to do. Vayosha Hashem b'yomahu miyad es Yisrael. That's salvation. Right, Yingala? What's your name, Yingala? What's your name? Avraham Moshe? Ah, perfect. So Moshe Rabbeinu was at the Yam Suf, and Klal Yisrael didn't know what to do. They had the waters on one side, they had the Midbar on the other side, they had the Mitzrayim coming on them, They're up the creek without a paddle. They're between a rock and a hard place. And all of a sudden, Hashem split the sea. That's the Yeshua. That's what we daven. Hashem Hoshia. Hashem, save us. Save us when there's no hope. HaMelech Ya'aninu B'yoyim Karenu. She'ein Lanu Shum Eitzarak Likrois V'litzoik Elech. We have no alternative other than to cry out to you, like the pasuk says, "Vayiru ma'od, vayitzaku bnei Yisrael." We are very scared. We are very scared. You know, Rashi brings the mashal. You have a small animal that, on the one hand, is being chased by a big vulture, and so it wants to run into a hole in the side of a mountain, and inside the hole is a snake. So what do? There's a snake coming in the little hole, and there's a vulture about to prance. So the mitzvah were coming on one side, and the yam was on the other side. What do we do if we have no alternative? We cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Rashi says, look at this Rashi. Rashi says that when we were at the yam, tafsu umanos avoisam, we grabbed the profession of our forefathers. By Avraham it says, al amakam asher amad sham. When does it say, Al-Amakam Asher Amad Sham? That's when Avraham davened Shachris. Yitzchak, Lasuach Basade, Yaakov, Vayivka Bamakam. So what Klal Yisrael did was we followed the pattern and the model of our forefathers. What's amazing is Rashi cites the very psukim that teach that Avraham was Masakin Shachris, and Yitzchak was Masakin Mincha, and Yaakov was Masakin Marev. Then we say, Hoshia Samecha, save your people, Baruchas Nachlasecha. Because we are the Nachla of Hashem. And here Rabbi Shimon Shua brings an amazing Ha'ara of Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, the Mashkiach of Mir. This is a life changer, game changer. Rashi says, B'nai Yisrael cried out to Hashem, we grabbed a hold of the profession of our forefathers. And what psukim does Rashi quote? Does Rashi quote psukim that when Avraham was in a jam in the fires of Ur Kasdim, he cried out to Hashem, save me? Nope. He quotes the pasuk that Avraham Avinu davened Shachris. Rashi says, Yitzchak Avinu also davened to Hashem. What does Rashi cite about Yitzchak when he was on the Akedah and he said, someone help me? No. When Yitzchak davened Mincha. And does Rashi cite a pasuk that when Esav was running after Yaakov and Yaakov said, Hatzileni no miyad achi, no? Rashi quotes the pasuk Yaakov daven Marev. I don't understand. Klal Yisrael, Rashi just set up, are between a rock and a hard place. They're in a desperate situation. They don't know what to do. It seems like it's impossible. And we davened, and we were following what the Avos did. The Avos didn't do that in these psukim. The Avos were just davening Shachris Mincha Marev. Oh, says Rabbi Yerucham, if Rashi is trying to learn out from what the Avos did, then ba lelamed v'nimtza lamed. You know what we learn from here? If the Avos' tefillah is where we learn out that we need to daven al hayam when we're desperate, then now we understand what kind of shachris Avraham Avinu davened. And what a mincha of Yitzchak looked like. And what a marav of Yaakov looked like. And what any shachris mincha marav looked like. If Rashi is marshaling that what Klal Yisrael did at the Yam is emulating the Avos, but Klal Yisrael and the Yam were desperate. And Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov were just davening marav. It must be the way the Avos davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was they davened, Ribbono Shel Olam, I can't breathe, I can't walk, I can't see, I'm hopeless without you. My life is as if I'm at the Yam Suf with Mitzrayim running after me. In other words, the passion and the fervor that the Avos HaKadoshim put into their tefillah was always like a tefillah be'ez tzara, because they recognized their utter dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We think, oh, we only daven like our lives depend on it when we feel that our lives depend on it. But on a regular day, we just, you know, we have to check off Shachris Mincha Marav. For us, it's a check-off box. You know, it's a list that I daven Shachris today. But the Avos says, Rav Shav, Ve'emes nimtza lamed lahoyreis derech ha'avos. She'espalu lulufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki'ilu lahoyso lahem shum eitzah v'tikva. They daven to Hashem as if they had no hope. ubli ezer mikodesh, without any assistance from on high, lo yuchlu lahamshich b'chayim kal kal, they cannot continue on with their life at all. Umizeh yilmeid ha'adam, from here a person should learn. Shebechol pam shemespalo shmoina esrei, whenever we pray shmoina esrei, tzorach lehidamais, we need to imagine, ki'ilu hu b'toich b'nei Yisrael lefnei kriyas yamsuf. We should imagine our situation is similar to that of the Jews by the Yam. And pour out your heart like your life depends on it, because it does. Now it comes to Avigdor Miller. The king shall answer us. Hamelech Yanenu. Here are the two conditions that are needed for us to trust in Hashem. Hashem, which is Hashem's kindliness, and Hamelech, which is Hashem's power. Now, Hamelech Yanenu V'yom Karenu, on the day that we call out to him. Hashem, now this is an amazing thing. We say Hashem Hoshia, Hashem saves. Hamelech Yanenu B'yom Karenu. The king answers us on the day we call out. Really? Every time we daven to Hashem, Hashem answers us that day? Yes. Hashem answers us that day. Hashem gives an immediate answer. Even though a man cannot see the answer, but Hashem does not delay, He doesn't tarry, He forthwith begins to rescue the one who entreats Him. When you daven, Hashem immediately starts to help. Not tomorrow, not in a week, not in a year. When you call out, Hashem, help my friend, help my son, help my daughter, help my sister, help my brother, help me. Hashem answers immediately, He starts helping. Hashem Hoshia. Not Hashem, you should answer us. Hashem, yeah, He does answer us. However, in addition to this, we request that He demonstrate openly His answer on the day when we call to Him. Why? Because we want Hashem to answer us on that day, so that we gain the joy of trust in Him, which is reinforced when He performs justice, and in order to magnify His glory among mankind, when all can see and recognize that the Master Universe intervenes in the affairs of man. So there are two reasons specifically we want Hashem to answer us immediately when we call out to Him. Number one, so that we should gain the happiness of our trust in Him. And number two, so that the world recognize that Hashem interferes in our activities. Then we say like this, Hoshia esamecha, save your people. Hoshia esamecha, save your people. Says Rav Miller, we're not saying, God, we are your inheritance yet. We're just your people. So let's say there's a province that are so poor, they don't bring revenue to the king. He is obligated to come to their aid against their enemy. You know why God has to help us? Because we're His people. And even though we're of no benefit to Him, but we're His people, even though we're not His inheritance, and we don't bring Him any profit, and we're so low, and we have no virtue other than we're loyal to Hashem, He's obligated and responsible to help us because we've chosen to be His people. So we say, Ribbono shel Olam, Hoshia es Amecha, save your people just by dint of the fact that we're your people. We don't deserve it, but we're yours. But then we say, Uvarech es Nachlasecha, bless your inheritance. Inheritance means that we're His estate, we're a source of profit to Him. And therefore, when the owner of an estate improves the estate and lavishes expense upon it, so he profits from it. So we're God's inheritance because we're His vineyard. And God therefore expects us to produce good grapes and precious wine. And the good grapes are the tzaddikim, and the precious wine are the observance of mitzvahs. And we say, Ribbono shel Olam, please, not just help us, uvarech, bless us. We want you to invest in your vineyard, because we're not just your people. We're your grapes. We want you to put up a nice fence. We want you to make it look good. We want you to tend to us. And therefore we ask you to bless us. For as much as you bless us, so much more are the fruits of virtue and the wine of Torah which could be produced. So Hashem will take more nachas in us if He blesses us. And we say, Ure'im. Ure'im means to pasture. Constant attention that a shepherd gives his flock. It means to supply their needs, to protect them from their enemies, and it means to bear them. Now, Nase means, number one, to carry them, and it means to elevate them. Says Rav Miller, the uplifting is Hashem's promise to Moshe Rabbeinu, that v'neflinu ani v'amcha. Moshe Rabbeinu asked that Klal Yisrael be distinguished and separate from the nations of the world. Ad oilam. Forever, because God's promises are forever. So this is the shizur, this is the gidul of Yeshua, of salvation, where we say, Hashem Hoshia, HaMelech Ya'anein V'yom Kareinu, God answers us immediately, and we ask Hashem to show His answer and make it manifest so that we could rejoice in our trust in Him, and so that the nations of the world see Hashem's interest in our affairs. And then we say, Hoshia Es Amecha, which has a very powerful connotation, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is obligated to care and tend to us merely by the fact that we are His people. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, wishing everybody bracha v'hatzlacha, and hope everybody has a great Shabbos, and stay tuned for upcoming events. But the first upcoming event is Matzoi Shabbos 10:30, streaming live. Okay, have a great Shabbos, everyone. Kol tov. Kol Shabbat shalom. Kol tov. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.